Guess how many podcasts we've posted on YouTube? Find out on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. If you are watching this on YouTube,
it's time to celebrate.
It's time to celebrate. This is the 100th episode that we have put on YouTube.
Can't believe that.
Yeah.
Over awesome. 400 podcasts and the 100th on YouTube.
I tell you, it's so crazy. Cool.
Time
it's
flies awesome. When you're having fun.
Yes, it does. Yes, mm-hmm. it does. And there's so many things that have happened. We are upon the holidays. Can you believe that?
I know.
Holidays 2023. Who thought we'd fly through this year again? We just continue to fly through these years. We just celebrated Halloween was last night. Mm-hmm. And what else? Recently, we actually, our office participated in the Pride Parade. Mm-hmm. That was that like 2 weeks ago?
2 weekends ago.
Yeah, two mm-hmm. weekends ago. And we just started doing this just literally a couple years ago. And it's a lot of fun, meet a lot of people, see a lot of people, just a lot of great energy. And this year, the office chose the theme of the Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz. So actually, I pulled up some pictures.
So you're only going to be able to see these if you're on YouTube.
Exactly.
Watching this. That's why we decided to do this podcast about the Pride Parade. So yes. that you can go to YouTube and watch us on YouTube. But yes, Dr. Cruz is going to show some pictures. So the theme was Wizard of Oz. We decided to do Follow the Yellow Brick Road to Dr. Cruz's office. So, of course, the office and the whole family had to come out and participate. Everyone dressed up as Wizard of Oz. And there's Dr. Cruz and our son Kai, who dressed as the Wicked Witch. Of course, Dr. Cruz was Oz, so that was fun. And what else you got there, Dr. Cruz?
Tina dressing up our daughter, because the funny part is that she was not happy about this.
Well, she wasn't supposed to be the Good Witch. We had one of our staff members that ended up not being able to make it after all. So she had to take the place of the Good Witch at the very... right before we went on to the parade. So yes, she was not happy about
you having to do that. You have to see the amazing decoration that Tina did to the van. She made it the yellow brick road. So, and it actually had this on the front as well as on the back, but I don't think we got a picture of the back, but there is the Dr. Liz Cruz mobile and all decorated up.
Mm-hmm.
The
that was
Land
fun.
Of Oz, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Kai, as the Wicked Witch, rode around on the bike with a basket, and it had our dog, Cuddles, who played Toto. So it was super fun. We've had so many people who told us they saw us at the parade. You know, of course, we're going down the parade, so it's hard to see people, but
there's Kai on the bicycle Kai. With a doggy. You could see our little doggy there. Mm-hmm. She was actually really good.
Yeah, she did a good job.
She stayed there, and
she and Kai were the hit of the parade as we were going by anyway. And there's the staff and the whole crew that came out to help us. So yeah, it was fun. We had a good time.
Just one more picture so you can see our three children
participating. They were actually super good sports. I actually feel like Kai enjoyed dressing like the witch a little more than I anticipated.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
But yeah.
He was true.
He was truly the hit of the parade with the dog.
Yeah,
I would
definitely.
Say.
Definitely.
Yeah, everybody
on
that
bicycle in mm-hmm. that witch's outfit. Mm-hmm. And of course with Toto.
Yes.
So it was a lot of fun. It was a beautiful day, and you know, just another opportunity to get together with the staff and do some team building is mm-hmm. what I would call that.
Is that what you would call that?
Team building.
It was hot, but it was fun.
It was.
We had
it
a
was.
Good time.
Yeah.
But yeah, coming into the holidays now, we were just talking about, we couldn't believe how quickly Halloween came upon us. Even the kids said yesterday that they didn't even think it was Halloween. It didn't feel like Halloween. it's just these days are just flying by. I feel like I don't even know what happened to the month of October. And here we are now in November already.
Mm-hmm.
And usually once Halloween comes and goes, the holidays are just, you know, that's it. They're here and they're gone so quickly.
Yep.
So, you know, we've got Thanksgiving coming up and then Christmas time. And, you know, we always try to remind everyone during this time. Obviously, I mean, at least a lot of people around us are getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
There's still COVID going around, the flu, strep throat, everything. So just reminder to take your probiotics, especially to try to be healthy.
Yes.
You know, you're going to be going to a lot of holiday parties, eating a lot of festive food, and that's okay. Just remember to try to eat clean the rest of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Try to drink as much water as you can to help keep you detoxified from all that extra stuff we're taking in over the next couple months. What else? Oh, eat soup when you can.
Yeah.
Because that's also very detoxifying.
Absolutely.
And take your greens.
Take your greens.
That's another one. I think
that's
the probiotics and the greens, I think, are the two most important things during this time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. No, I mean, I agree completely with Tina. Yeah. This is the time. And there are a lot of people getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting sick, you know, whether they have the flu or COVID or whatever. I know for the last couple of weeks, even we had some sore throats just kind of, you know, moving around the house. And so there's a lot out there, you know, just keep warm, especially if you're in a cold weather place. I mean, here in Phoenix, it doesn't get too cold. It's you know.
No, this is the weather we wait for.
This is exactly the weather we wait for.
Yeah, we're finally opening the back doors and letting the breeze in around here.
Exactly.
It's the moment we've been waiting for.
It is awesome, yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, just enjoy the holidays. Yeah, I was really sad last night when one of our kids came and said, you know what, this Halloween was, like, just different and kind of boring. I was like, what? But I kind of understand. I mean, it's mm-hmm. just that it was so hot here up until just maybe a week ago or a week and a half ago, you know, so it's kind of like summer and you know, they're getting older. They're in high school now. So it is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. It's just not as fun. The anticipation of Halloween. We were explaining to him that it's just not as fun. The older you get, you know, it's like been there, done that. I've already gotten all dressed up and gone house to house, and I don't need to do that anymore. No, because I was reminding him that, like, when you're 23, it's not like you're out doing that. You know, like, it just at some point it just gets old, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I think they're getting to that point where it's starting to get old, and they don't want to do it anymore, and that's sad for them.
It is. Yeah. It is sad,
and it's sad for us too to watch our kids go through that.
It's definitely a transition, right?
Absolutely.
It's a transition. I mean, last night was actually the first time, because we usually have hosted Halloween for the families of, you know, that have kids that have grown up with our kids in school.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing it for over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And last night was actually the first time that it just kind of fell apart and for different reasons. And, you know, a lot of the kids, I mean, the kids are all teenagers and they want to hang out with their group of friends. So yeah, there's going to be a little bit of a transition here
mm-hmm.
For this family. But it's, I guess, what happens, right, as
that's
the
right.
kids grow up.
So
anyways,
enjoy your littles.
Enjoy your littles.
If you have them.
Yeah.
Especially on Halloween and in the holidays, too, in general.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think even Christmas, Taylor was like, it just doesn't seem the same Christmas time. And we're like, oh, no. Like,
wait till they realize they're not going to get the same number of gifts that they've always got. And right before this, Tina's like, wow, this is what we're going to do for Christmas. And this is going to be their Christmas gift. I'm like,
it's going to be really excited about it.
So anyways, thank you guys so much for joining us. And, you know, Tina mentioned, take your probiotics, your salts and your water, your greens. So if you're not sure what we're talking about, check out our website. We have all of our supplements are on our website at drlizcruz.com. And you should definitely, you know, check out those supplements. And if you have any questions, if you want to connect with us, there's a magenta colored button on the homepage. You can click that and schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult. Okay, so it's free. It's our gift to you. You can do it from anywhere because it's done on the phone. And you know, please take us up on that. And if you have not rated our podcast, please give us a rating of 5. It'll help other people to find it faster. And lastly, if you have not subscribed to the podcast, please subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com. www.thepridepurade.com.